Hello and welcome to Cyprus Beat, your daily news briefing brought to you by the Cyprus Mail News team. I'm Melissa Heckers with the latest news from the island. Efforts are underway to develop the National Cancer Institute as well as a legal framework to offer palliative care through YESI, Health Minister Michalis Damianos said on Sunday. Speaking to attendees during the 49th Christodoula March kickoff in Limassol, he highlighted the importance of the event to raise awareness over preventing, diagnosing and dealing with cancer. On a practical level, the Christodoula March is perhaps the most valuable support activity of the Cyprus Anti-Cancer Association since it significantly strengthens the association's financial resources every year. Damianos underlined the EU has established the need to introduce palliative care into all strategic plans related to chronic diseases. As such, Cyprus has moved in the same direction, he said. The Arodafnousa Palliative Care Centre by the Cyprus Anti-Cancer Association is a modern hospital which, in addition to palliative care, offers various reintegration programmes which are scientifically proven to offer quality and prolonged life, he told attendees. As such, actions are being promoted for the development of the National Cancer Institute, which will coordinate all cancer services. The project will offer a range of benefits for cancer patients with a holistic approach and the best possible help from early prevention to treatment and palliative care, Damianos underlined. Furthermore, the ministry is preparing the legal framework to provide palliative care services to sick patients with the aim of including them in YESI. In other news, President Nikos Christodoulidis is departing for Beirut on Monday morning, where he will be received by Lebanese Prime Minister Najib Mikati upon his arrival. The meeting will be centered around Cyprus's concerns over migration after a number of boats reached Cyprus's shore last week. The two will have a meeting followed by talks between the delegations of both countries. Cyprus's president will be accompanied by the Ministers of Interior and Foreign Affairs, the government spokesman, National Guard chief, Secret Service director and National Security advisor, as well as the chief of the president's diplomatic office. On Sunday, Christodoulidis discussed migration with the president of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, during a meeting in Athens. Christodoulidis and von der Leyen were in Greece for the 15th Congress of the New Democratic Party. The agenda of the meeting focused on concrete ways in which the EU can support the Republic to prevent migratory flows to its territory. Christodoulidis also briefed von der Leyen upon his coming trip to Lebanon, where he is expected to arrive on Monday. No official statements were made after the meeting. Earlier in the day, Christodoulidis has a meeting with Greek Prime Minister Kyriakos Mitsotakis, where they discussed migration, the Cyprus problem, and bilateral cooperation. Mitsotakis reiterated his support for the Amalthea Plan, aiming to deliver humanitarian aid to Gaza through a maritime corridor via Cyprus. The meeting also focused on the issue of increased migration flows to Cyprus that caused great concern regarding the possibility of a new migration route due to the ongoing instability and violence in the Middle East, according to the Greek Prime Minister's press office. And finally, a police crackdown seeking to find illegal migrants in Chloragas ended up being empty-handed after officers spent hours in the area on Sunday morning. Officers began searching people's homes starting at 6 a.m. and efforts lasted 3 hours across Chloragas and Premithousa. Police inspected the St. Nicholas apartment complex, where following a government decree, no one is allowed to live there. In total, 300 apartments were inspected at the site, but no one was found to be living there. At the Ayos Georgios apartment complex in Premithousa, Emba, officers secured warrants to search 12 apartments. In total, 40 people were checked, but no one had any criminal record or was found to be staying in Cyprus illegally. Police said more checks would be carried out in the near future.
And that's all we have time for today. Thank you for listening. Cyprus Beat will return tomorrow, and as always, for more information, news and analysis, visit cyprus-mail.com.